Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Psach im Perig Yudim, Mishnah Dalet, the Mazguloi Kais Sheini. At this point, they pour a second cup of wine. The Meiri explains, because you're supposed to say the Haggadah over wine. The Rashbam says it's for the child to ask, why are we pouring the wine out? Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Vakan, at this point, Haben Shoyel Aviv. The son asks his father. The Batanura says that he did not have the gears of a Kan, El of a Chain. Like it says, Kain b'noi selavcha divrais. In other words, and this would be the right time for the son to ask the manishdan. So v'chein would mean like, it's correct, this is the right time to do it. V'im ein das beben, what if the son doesn't have enough das? He doesn't have enough understanding. He doesn't realize things are so different than they usually are. So he doesn't know to ask. So aviv melamdai, the father teaches him to ask. And what does the son ask? According to the way most learn pshat in the Mishnah, that's how it follows through. The son asks as follows. He asks the four kashas. I think you've heard these four kashas before. Manishtana laila zeh mikala lailois. Why is this night different from all other nights? So really, this isn't a kasha on its own. It's the introduction to all the other kashas. Because now we're going to enumerate four different ways how the night is different. The first kasha is Shev chalalaylois, all other nights, anu eichlin chametz u'matzah, we eat both chametz and matzah. Halaylo azeh, but this night, kulay matzah? Viter zakta mishnah, the second kash is, Shev chalalaylois, all other nights, anu eichlin shayirakas, we eat all different kinds of vegetables, halaylo azeh morar, but on this night, bitter herbs. The third kash is, Shev chalalaylois, anu eichlin, we eat basar tzali, we eat roasted meat, shaluk, sometimes cooked very thoroughly, or mevoshel, or cooked in a regular fashion. Halaylo azeh, this night of Pesach, kulay tzali, only roasted. Do you ask this kasha by the Seder? No, because we don't have the Karban Pesach. We don't eat roasted meat at night. Bedavka, you shouldn't think you're eating the Karban Pesach. But one day, when Mashiach is going to come, we'll be asking this kasha. Vayter zokta mishna sheb, chalaleles oni matbilim pamachas, we dip in only once. Halaylo azeh shtei pamim, this night, twice. The nusach in the Gemara is, Sheb chalaleles ein oni matbil nafilo pamachas. There's no minik to bedavka dip anything in. Definitely not before the meal. And halaylo azeh shtei pamim, and here we have two courses of dipping things in, even before the meal begins. Now, we don't have the kasha about Haseba, because there was an inyan to have only four kashas, for reasons that we either do or don't understand. But Chazal understood there has to be four kashas. So when they had the kasha about why we only eat roasted meat, they took out the Haseba. We don't have the roasted meat kasha, because unfortunately we don't have the Karban Pesach. So we substitute that with the kasha of why do we eat reclined tonight. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ulefi Date Shel Ben, according to the Das of the son, Aviv Melamde, the father teaches him. As we begin the Haggadah, Maschil Beginus, we start with something which is perhaps not so nice, even in a way disgraceful. We say, Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hoya Aviseinu. U'masayim B'Shevach, but we finish with praise and glory. Shekuvanu Hamakam L'Avidasei, regardless Aviseinu Mimitzrayim. There's a shayla in the Gemara what the Genus is. Is it the Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hoya Aviseinu, or is it the Avodim Hayinu? But either way, the Seder night comes to teach us, even if things don't start out so good, that's part of the process that leads to bracha. If we have emuna and betachin, v'dorish, and we dash in the psukim, may Arami oivid avi, from telling the story, how Lavan who Arami wanted to destroy Yaakov, at sheyigmar kala parsha kula, until we end the entire parsha. You know, a lot of times we think, things aren't going well, our learning is not going well, our davening is not going well. And a boy can think, I'm overwhelmed with so many problems. One of the things that the Seder teaches us is that's part of our nisayon in this world. It's only because we have these problems and we're not frightened of them, we go on and we keep trying and trying and ask Hashem to help us, that we're zaycha to all of the bracha that comes afterwards. Okay, so what did we learn in this Mishnah? We learned they pour the second kais. We said there's a shayla, whether it's v'kan haben shayl, here's where the son is supposed to ask, or v'chein, it's right that at this point the son should ask. If the son doesn't have seichel to ask, the father has to teach him. We learned the four kashas as they were in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. where instead of why do we sit reclined, it was replaced with why do we eat everything roasted tonight. The Mishnah concluded by teaching us that according to the das of the son, that's how the father teaches him. There's an inyan dafka to be maschil beginus, to start out with things that were a disgrace, and to be mesayim b'shevach. We start out with mitchila oivdi avaydezara or avadim hayinu. There's a shiloh which one is considered the genus that we're referring to. But either way, even though things don't start out good, we understand that's the process of geula. It leads to the shvach. We dash in ne'arami oivet avi, as we explained the whole parsha. Right there and then, imagine if Lavan Harami would have executed his plans. It would have never been a Klal Yisrael. So do we understand from our very beginning that Ribbono Shel Olam protects us, we're in his hands? And we continue to darshan the entire parsha, which ends with V'yetzienu Hashem Yimitzrayim B'yad Chazaka V'zrayim Lituyav V'mayragadal V'v'aitzais V'mavsim.